This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Now folks, it's being told directly from the source that BLM, Black Lives Matters, you know, people of color, as to suggest white people aren't a people of color. Of course, this is all man-made to divide and conquer between the colors, Mark 3:25, is being sent out in buses into a certain portion of Minnesota right now. And their objective is to bus them in. People are asking, who's paying for this? I've highlighted that 150 times at least. This is all being funded by yours truly. We're finding out that they're busing in individuals from Black Lives Matters into a smaller city in the state of Minnesota to disrupt, to protest one of the said representatives. And we're also being told that it was CARE, Jelani Hussein, who sits on the Treasonous Governor's Board, the Council of Law Enforcement with Keith Ellison. Now, we have two Muslims calling the shots, sending in Black Lives Matters. As we all know, friends, everybody, all the, concerning the subversive organizations that are bought and paid for that we've highlighted over 150 times that are being financed in secret by your government and other individuals like the George Soroses of the world and so on and so forth. And it's interesting, friends. What's interesting about all of this is they're being bussed in and CARE sent them. CARE, Council on American Islamic Relations. Friends, they are a terror-tied organization. Okay, I'm going to cover that in just a moment. Okay, I just wanted to tee it up for you. I also wanted to let you know, friends, we're going to be talking about when the sheriffs interpose. It's called divine interposition. Okay, in defying tyranny, you have freedom. The sheriffs have power over that of the governor's friends. We're going to talk about that in just a little bit because sheriffs are beginning to divinely interpose, stand up as the magistrates that God has called them to be, and they are defying and resisting the tyrants that the American people tolerate, that they call mayors and governors in the United States of America. We can't blame anybody else, friends, but ourselves for allowing to take place what's taking place in this country. Before I get to that, I wanted to just kind of lay down a foundation for you really quick. And I wanted to ask you, did you know the models and the motto of colleges in the United States of America? Like, for example, if we go to Harvard, did you know that the motto, the two mottos for Harvard, we were just there last year, as a matter of fact, they're still written on the wall. Did you know that they are for Christ and the church? For the glory of Christ? Did you know that? Oh, no, Bradley, it's liberal. I mean, it's liberalism to no end. By the way, the definition of liberal is good. It's what the American people have allowed the revisionists to redefine it as to be now. Now, it's a bad word, okay? Liberal is good, with an open heart to give, right? Now, liberal means lawless. Because, again, they've equated it to giving it over to the revisionists who have redefined the very words. So you get what you tolerate, a little leaving, leaving us the whole lump, right? Harvard's two mottos, for Christ in the church, for the glory of Christ. Did you know that Harvard's directives to students? Let every student be plainly instructed and consider well that the main end of his life and studies is to know God and Jesus Christ, which is eternal life, John 17:3. Just think about this, friends. This is what used to be taught on college campuses and in public high schools and in elementary schools in the United States of America, just for the record. You do know who's being used to protest, paid protesters, that BLM is using today, right? Because they don't have the numbers to support what they want to do. The media is giving life to them to blow them up to be a lot bigger than what they really are once again. These are kids that have been subjected to public schools in the United States of America that are now being used for the same government that illegally indoctrinated them. Well, don't blame anybody at the parents, but that we're sending them into public schools to be illegally indoctrinated through a violation of the Bill of Rights, namely the 10th Amendment. It's interesting to note that they're now being used by the same government that indoctrinated them for 12 years to do their biddings on their behalf for them. What a far cry from what our forefathers established. Did you know that Yale also started out by Congregationalists for training up ministers of the gospel of Jesus Christ? Did you know what their slogan was, friends? This is crazy. I mean, I'm looking at this right now. It's just, it's incredible. What the people have let go in this country, namely those that profess to be Christians. Did you know that Yale admonished students with, above all, have an eye to the great end of all your studies, which is to obtain the clearest conceptions of divine things and to lead you to a saving knowledge of God and His Son, Jesus Christ? This was what was taught and admonished in Yale, friends. Yale's requirements, all scholars are to live a Christian and blameless life according to the rules of God's Word, His Ten Commandments, make distinction between moral and ceremonial law, diligently reading the Holy Scriptures, and constantly attending all the duties of Christianity. Whoa! Now you've been led to believe it's legalism, which there's no such word. It's modernized. It's, again, the revisionists have brought up something to add to dumbing down and desensitizing people that call themselves Christians. That's what this is aimed at. And they've allowed them to do this, in part. What about Princeton? Started by Presbyterians to train up ministers of the gospel of Jesus Christ. These are colleges in the United States. Okay? Well, what of Princeton? Well, we have in Princeton, friends, John Witherspoon, president of Princeton University. He was also a signer of the Declaration of Independence. He said of his students the requirements, every student shall attend worship in the college hall morning, evening, and shall attend public worship on the Sabbath. There shall be assigned to each class certain exercises for their Christian instruction, and no student belonging to any class shall neglect them. Now look what's being taught in public schools. Now look what's being expected of the said professors in college. We know they're communists. Look what's been thrown off. Education. See, because if you don't have the proper education, you're going to submit to what you're submitting to. And then that's where Hosea 4:6 comes into play, where the Lord says, my people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. Did you know that 262 of 288 college presidents in the United States in 1860 were ministers of the gospel of Jesus Christ? What's become of us, friends? Well, America, we've wickedly departed from our God. Which makes entrance now to care. Muslims leading the way now? I'm going to cover this in just a moment. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Are you tired of hearing nothing but gloom and doom from the mainstream media? It's time to turn the dial and start learning the truth of who you are so you know where you're going. That's why we at the Sons of Liberty are proud to introduce our new media outlet, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Every day, we're posting articles written by contributors from coast to coast who are actually in the fight in this culture war, bringing you the news and history the mainstream media does not want you to hear. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Get the news with resolve.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and our media website, sonsoflibertymedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At sonsoflibertyradio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of Liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
Hi, this is Rob Pugh, publisher of Wisconsin Christian News, a national Christian newspaper, not just for Wisconsin. Thank you for supporting the work of Sons of Liberty. If you're a regular listener here, your eyes are already open to the truth. But if you'd like to open the eyes of others, Wisconsin Christian News is a great tool to help you do that. Subscribe at our website, wisconsinchristiannews.com. Also, check out our TV show, WCN-TV, offering vital information every Wednesday afternoon at WCNTV.net.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. If you want to check us out online, sonsoflibertymedia.com, go to the right side of the page. After you receive 13 to 15 articles combating the lies of the CIA-controlled media and their useful idiots, go ahead and check it out. sonsoflibertymedia.com, go to the right side of the page. Join us on YouTube. Join us on live chat. Same thing with beforeitsnews.com. Beforeitsnews.com, we're on the front page. Click us on. Go to the right side of the page. Join us on live chat. If you want to listen to us on one of the 126 cities across the United States of America. By the way, thank you for making us the number one and the number two show out of 65 different radio show hosts on Genesis Communication Networks. You can go to, ready, 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Wanted to let you know that if this is the first time listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. We follow the Christ here. Folks, we're going to be talking about sheriffs standing in the gap, defying tyrants' orders. What does it equal? Well, it's called divine interposition. It's where the magistrates, namely the sheriffs, stand up for the people between the victim and the tyrant. This is what they're supposed to do, and many are doing it across the United States of America. So get behind your good sheriffs. Get to know your sheriffs. Know where they're standing, friends, because we need them now more than ever before, but we have to do our part as well. We're going to get to that in just a moment. I was just highlighting, friends, during the last segment, why is it that we have Jelani Hussein sitting on Governor Tim Walz's board? He's the head of CARE Minnesota, C-A-I-R, okay? He sits as counsel concerning law enforcement on that of Tim Walz's board. We're talking about the governor of the United States of America. Of course, everybody knows the attorney general is Keith Ellison. Friends, what do you expect? I just showed you what happens when you depart from the Word of God. This is what you're going to get. Now we have friends over in Brainerd, Minnesota, calling me this morning, waiting for BLM to send in paid protesters. Paid protesters, don't get me wrong, I've had them do it to me before. Paid protesters to come in and protest one of our said representatives. Okay? Who sent them in? We're being told that it's CARE, Jelani Hussein. Folks, does this sound like an American organization? Absolutely not. They are doing exactly what's expected of them. There's no truth in them, John 8:44. Folks, what are they doing? Now, I want to go back to this because I want you to understand this just a little bit. Just in December of this last year, Pamela Geller had brought to our attention that the Supreme Court declined to hear appeals from the Holy Land Five, which five former officials, what was once the largest Islamic charity in the United States, the Holy Land Foundation, the HLF, the acronym, who were convicted of funneling millions of dollars into charitable donations to the jihad terror group Hamas. That effectively ends the story of Holy Land Foundation. But since many of its co-conspirators are still active, notably, listen carefully, the Council on American-Islamic Relations, CARE, and the Islamic Society of North America, ISNA is the acronym, the case is worth revisiting. In 2008, listen carefully, the U.S. government filed a memorandum in opposition to the request from two of the groups linked to the HLF. Listen, we have our governments giving way and allowing representation to organizations that call us the great Satan, and rightfully so, because the American people are hated because of what you've allowed your said representatives to do to their countries. But let's pull it back here. What's interesting to note is the American government is hearing their case of treason in America. What does that tell you, friends? That God is in control. Man is not in control. Man is in control of nothing. Though man thinks he's in control, he is merely being used for the purposes of my daddy to either bless or to curse a nation. Deuteronomy 28, period. Okay? I want you to listen to this now. In 2008, the U.S. government filed a memorandum in opposition to the request from two of the groups linked to the HLF, the Islamic Society of North America and the North American Islamic Trust, NAIT, that the unindicted co-conspirator designation they received during the HLF trial be removed. Okay? They don't want you to know who they are. Okay. They don't want their crimes to be thrown back up in their faces to expose them for who they are, Romans 3:20. The memorandum is a useful and illuminating summary of what some of the most prominent Islamic groups in the U.S. have been involved with. Okay, we're highlighting CARE. We're talking about Jelani Hussein in the state of Minnesota and across the United States of America. Sending in the likes of BLM, everybody knows, subversive groups are following under their name, BLM, for their purposes to what? Incite domestic insurrection in hopes of upending who we are as a people to reestablish a new form of government. See, folks, all these subversive groups that are hating on me right now, what they don't realize is I'm telling them the truth that might set them free, John 8:32. Okay? And what is that? They're being used. Listen, and I've said this before, but I want to make clear on what I'm saying again. When you work for people that are telling you to go in, to be subversive, to create domestic insurrection, when you're working for a people that are telling you, no matter what you do, the cops are going to let you go, we've already given the stand-down order from said representatives, namely governors in the state of in the United States of America. When you work for a people that tell you to lie, when you work for a people that tell you to steal, when you work for a people that tell you to kill and don't worry about it, I got a question for you. Common sense comes into play. What happens when they don't need you anymore? What happens when they don't need you anymore? See, these subversive Muslims are being used, just like the subversive homosexuals are being used, just like the ACLU is being used, just like the SPLC is being used, just like Planned Parenthood is being used. This is all temporary. Why? Friends, we are on our testing grounds, our allotted time that the Lord has given unto us to prove whom it is that we will serve. Free will, not. Either you are going to serve the Lord your God with your whole heart, mind, soul, or strength, or you're not. Either you're going to heaven, or you're going to hell. Either you are going to live out the will of the Lord, or you're not going to. It's your call, but I want to tell you this. Life is but a vapor. You are promised not tomorrow. And I'm here to tell you, you go ahead and live out your little life the way that you want to live it here, but you are going to be appointed unto judgment just like the rest of us, and you are going to answer for every single thing that you've done, to the very deed and to the very thought, said Jesus Christ. And your knee will bow, regardless of what God you say you serve. You will bow your knee to my big brother. His name is Jesus Christ. He's the King of Kings, and he's the Lord of Lords. You have been told. Now, going back to the question, America, I see billboards all the time that we need, we can't wait until Judgment Day for these people. We need to push that date up and enforce the law that God has called us and commanded us to be here in this earth. Not to any longer put up with the garbage that we're seeing with these subversive groups that are okay with testing their steel in the face of Americans, in the face of the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. We need to push that date up to today. No more. Now, going back, friends, we have tear-tied organizations in America, namely CARE, namely the Society of North America, the Islamic Society of North America, friends, that are doing what they're doing today for the very purpose of doing the biddings for corruption above their heads, because they're too ignorant and blind, deaf and stupid to pay attention to the fact that they're being used for the purposes of those that are being used. For the purposes of those that are being used. Hey folks, are you catching on with me? Either we're going to learn what's going on here in the United States of America and live together as brothers and sisters, or we are simply going to go down in history as the greatest fools who've been given so much that could have cared less. The Lord said, to whom much is given, much is required, and it is required. And today is the day of salvation. And folks, I ask that you rally for righteousness around the cross of Jesus Christ. Stand up and begin to do what corrupt governors and corrupt mayors and corrupt attorney generals are unwilling to do. To take these subversive groups in America that have caused much destruction to an innocent people. And I'm calling for you to be the law under God in righting the wrongs today, so we can put a stop to all of what's been tolerated up to this point. And I know the younger generation hears me. We have to do what many of our dad and moms didn't do, our grandpas and our grandmas didn't do. It's for us to do it on the behalf of our posterity, because our forefathers did it for us. Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. Now is your time. We'll be right back.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you, and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump says his administration aims to knock out international drug cartels.
With the help of the heroes here at Southcom, Coast Guard, CBP, DEA, and law enforcement will work relentlessly to seize illegal drugs, arrest vile traffickers. The traffickers are truly vile.
The president getting a briefing on narcotics at the U.S. Southern Command in Florida. Lawmakers are taking another look at the response to the coronavirus outbreak and the impacts on the United States. New York Republican Congressman Peter King says the best way to address the problem is to beef up community health centers.
That's why I think it's important, and I work with Congressman Rex Clark on this, we have to increase the use of community health centers. To me, you have to have them there in the community where the people living in that community feel safe and secure going to them.
USA Radio News. Tropical Storm Faye is bringing heavy rainfall up the mid-Atlantic coast. Faye is currently 40 miles southeast of Cape May, New Jersey, and moving northward at 12 miles an hour with 60-mile-an-hour winds. Tropical storm warnings are in effect from Delaware to Rhode Island. There's an update on a potential name change for the Washington Redskins. And USA Radio Network's John Hunt has the story.
It looks like there's a front runner on the new name for the NFL's Washington franchise. According to multiple reports, the Warriors' name has burst onto the scene as a potential candidate to replace the Redskins, which has been used since the 1930s. There are also reports that owner Daniel Snyder has been looking at that name for a number of months. Big-name retailers like Amazon, Walmart, Target, as well as Nike and Dick's Sporting Goods have removed all Redskins merchandise from their websites due to the current name.
According to ESPN, no matter what the name change is, they will stick to that burgundy and gold color scheme. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nanocolloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nanocolloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Okay. Hey, folks, by the way, I got caught in the middle of thought. I really did. My better half just came down, and she told me, honey, you just said the governor of the United States of America, Tim Walz. No, I didn't mean to say the governor. I got governor, right, in Minnesota and across the United States of America. I got caught, friends. I got caught in between thoughts, and it happens all the time. That, by the way, that is the gift of the prophetic, just for the record. Just wanted to let you know. You get all these bunny trails, right? So if you're ever wondering why, I'm on the radio, and all of a sudden I go out in left field because someone needs to hear that, okay? So don't go away. Just hold on, because if you come hungry, the Lord's going to feed you too. Not everybody's eating off the same menu, folks. Just keep that in mind. The Holy Ghost knows exactly what you need. So, anyways, I hope I summed up. I brought to a consummation the point that I was making during the first and the second segment. If you want to call in, please do. We're going to change topics right now. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Sheriff standing in the gap, defying tyrants and their orders. What does it equal? It equals freedoms. It's called divine interposition. I love it. Listen to this. 5 U.S. Code 3331. Oath of office. Listen carefully. I do solemnly swear or affirm that I will support and defend the Constitution of the United States of America against all enemies. Not some, all. Foreign and domestic, that means here at home, that I will bear true faith and allegiance to the same, that I take this obligation freely without any mental reservation or purpose of evasion, and that I will well and faithfully discharge the duties of the office on which I am about to enter. So help me who? So help me God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, just like every state preamble starts out acknowledging. Friends? Right? This is what the oath is. It's very similar to those that fight, bleed, and die, magnifying the law against tyrants overseas. And I'm talking about in a righteous sense, Deuteronomy 25, verse 1, condemning the wicked, justifying the righteous. Okay? In reference to God's moral law, Exodus 20, Deuteronomy 5, Romans 13, the list goes on. Folks, the military takes a similar oath. The President of the United States of America takes a similar oath to uphold against all enemies, both foreign and domestic. The governors take a similar oath. Judges take a similar oath. Sheriffs take a similar oath. So we're all supposed to be in this together, right? I want you to hear this because, again, it's important that we do understand what Scripture says. We are a Christian nation. With that said, my point is this. Okay, when I go to 1 Corinthians 1, verse 10, what does it say? It says, "Now I beseech you, brethren, by the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that you all speak the same thing." Well, I just read the oath for you. We're all supposed to be doing the same thing. We're all supposed to be talking the same language here, right? Military men, judges, the president, senators, congressmen, representatives, attorney generals, mayors. You get the point. And sheriffs. We're all supposed to be doing the same thing. He says then that you all speak the same thing and that there be no divisions among you. Friends, I want to stop right there. Yesterday, I was at the grocery store. And a lady, it was my son's birthday. And a lady said to me, "Where are you?" I see her all the time. She says to me, "Where are you going to be celebrating?" I said, "At home." She said, "How was your fourth?" I said, "It kind of bummed me out a little bit. I missed having all the people out here." She said, "Me too." I said, "The governor of the state belongs in jail at least." And then she went off. See, they're not used to people having courage to say what they're thinking. But when you do, guess what you're going to find out? They're saying the same things you are. America, begin to communicate with each other because you're going to find out you're saying the same things. What do you think this 6 feet apart is all about, friends? To divide the people. Come together, man. You're saying the same things. Unite. Yep. Thank you, Lord. You remember Bug's Life? Who was the bug, Sam? Flick. You remember Grasshopper? Every year he'd come in during the harvest. Hopper. Well, I got to get up on my Bug's Life here. Forgive me. Hopper comes in and steals his harvest every year, the ants. And it got to the point where Flick said, "I've had enough. Hey, folks, out of the mouth of babes and sucklings, let it forth come, perfected praise." Listen to the kids. They're the model of heaven. Jesus said this. Learn from them. Right? Flick had enough. Hey, America, you're Flick. You've had enough. Hopper's been stealing and lying and cheating and destroying. John 10, far too long. Are you a Flick? Are you sick and tired of what Hopper keeps doing, corruption in government? Because I am. All of a sudden, when Flick stood up, guess what happened, friends? All of the other ants that were violated by Hopper got behind Flick. Do you remember years ago when this came out, friends? The look on Hopper's face? He didn't like that at all. Hey, folks, unification under God exposes your enemies. Unifying under God exposes your enemies. They are scared to death that you're going to unite against their corruption. They're scared to death. That's why they have to use the Chinese and the Russians, friends. That's exactly why. What an analogy. Flick stands up, Everybody else is emboldened and encouraging. What does Hopper do? He beats Flick down. That's what the media comes in and does, friends. They beat you down. I've been beaten down 100 times, but every time they do it, truth crushed to the earth will rise again. And let me tell you what, the Lord will not leave himself without a witness. And the Holy Ghost comes in and he lifts you right back up to be a witness of the resurrection, friends. And the enemy is scared to death of real Christians, empowered by the Holy One of Israel. And the only ones that understand what I just got done saying right there are those that know the power of God unto salvation, that bear their cross. They deny themselves, they take it up, they study to show themselves approved unto God, and they go on with the things of the Lord. They are the ones that are emboldened. Forward to danger is what the word means, friends. The righteous are made bold as lions. Satan and his little minions, friends. He roars as a lion, but he's not the lion. The lion of the tribe of Judah is the one that has the crown on his head. He's the bad boy. He's the man of war. Are you getting this, friends? And it was the very flags that our forefathers were waving. No king but King Jesus. Amen. I'm waving it right now in my heart. Folks, we need to come together. We need to be saying the same things because we are. We need to communicate, folks. The Bible says, and there be no divisions among you, but that you be perfectly joined together in the same mind and the same judgment. The same mind and the same judgment. You heard me. And then if I go over to Ephesians 4, which I find myself going over here, friends, the Lord is saying something to us. He's definitely saying something to us. Endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace at the end of God's moral law. We are peacekeepers, church. We are the Holy Ghost police in this world. What do you call a cop that enforces the law? A peacekeeper, right? Ephesians 4:3, endeavoring. Working at it to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. Because why? Because there's one body. There's one Spirit. Even as you are called in one hope of your calling. Today I was talking to an individual who had told me he was a Catholic. I said, you know what? We need to get rid of all this denominational stuff. If we all claim that we're following Christ, then let's follow Christ. He's our leader, not the leader of the denomination, which divides. And really what that is man's doctrine got in the way. That's all. There's one body, one Spirit, even as you are called in one hope of your calling, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, not two. Folks, this is why party systems in government is corrupt and it's unconstitutional. We're a constitutional republic ruled by law, not by party affiliation. Listen to the Word of God, which it's all premised on through common law, canon law, ecclesiastical law, right? One God, one Father of all, who is above all and through all and in you all. You want ecumenical preaching, friends? There you have it. All glory to Christ. Charles Spurgeon, the Prince of Preachers who died over 150 years ago, said he walked into an old church in Italy. Thank you, Lord. Whew. Having church in here, folks. Having church in here. Said he walked into a church by an old Alps in Italy. It was run down, he said, but the windows were still in place. All the colored glass, stained glass windows. And he said what he noticed was when he walked inside of the church, he noticed all the prophets, Ezekiel, Jeremiah, Isaiah, both major and minor prophets. Malachi, Micah, Joel, Jonah. The list goes on and on and on and on. And he said what took me back was the fact is they all had their fingers pointed to the front of the church. Woo! There's one name under heaven whereby men might be saved. His name is Jesus Christ, the Son of the Most High God. You having church with me? I hope so. All the prophets, major and minor, all the stained glass windows with the prophets, all of them were pointing their finger towards the front of the church. And when he got to the front of the church, you know who was in the front of the church? A big stained glass window of none other than Christ crucified, the Son of God, who sits at the right hand of our Father in heavenly places, far above all principality and power and might and dominion. You know, I got one more segment, so I better get to the topic. I'll be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Bradley Dean is a gifted orator proclaiming the gospel of Christ and the biblical doctrine of the cultural mandate. He thoroughly understands the original intent of our nation's constitution and believes in the biblical inerrancy of absolute truth of the Word of God.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203, 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Okay, welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Hey, folks, that's what happens when you have church. You just, out of your belly will flow rivers of living waters, and we just had church, and we'll probably have a little bit more church right now. Church is the best, right? Yeah, it's the best. It is. Sheriff standing in the gap defying tyranny and tyrant's orders. I want to play some audio for you really quick. I'll let this do most of the storytelling. But again, I want to say this clearly. All of you good cops out there, all of you good sheriffs out there, I want you to know you have the support of the American people. As long as you're doing your job, we have your back because we're in this thing together. We're not separate, okay? Yes, you work for us. Yes, we pay your wages. But when you do your job, we stand with you doing your job. We thank God for every one of you. Those that are in government capacity doing their job, I want to let you know that we appreciate every single one of you. We appreciate every single one of you doing your job, regardless of what capacity you're in. So what I'm going to do here is I just want to get over to this. I wanted to take the time and say we love good government. I love good government because I know it's good government which are going to keep my kids free. To do the right thing, not the wrong thing. Freedom wasn't given unto us to do what we want to do. Freedom was given unto us to do what we ought to do. Amen. That's real freedom. Liberty is the right to do what the law permits, said Charles D. Montesquieu. And you get the point, right? John 8:32, 2 Corinthians 3:17. The list goes on. This is a report on the behalf of the sheriff standing in the gap, defying tyranny, namely in the state of Texas. By the way, that governor in the state of Texas, he's another one that is showing his allegiance to the global order, just for the record. I don't care what he calls himself. Again, we got to judge them by their fruit. Because as long as we call them out for their fruit, we're going to identify exactly as to who they are. They can smile all day long, friends, but the fruit on the branches is corrupt, and so it is in Texas. That's why you have the good fruit growing as well, out with us, what do you want to call it, with us peasants, the sheriffs that are doing their job, and we're bearing good fruit because we're not going to roll over in the face of tyranny in any sense of the word. We're not made out of that stuff in this country. Listen to this report done by Fox News in part, and I'll come right back on the other side of this and I'll give you my 2 cents. Go ahead.
Police officials in at least 9 Texas counties say they're not going to follow the recent executive order requiring masks in public. This includes Denton, Houston, Montgomery, Gillespie, Upshur, Kerr, Gregg, Nacogdoches, and Panola. The order from Governor Greg Abbott says people can be fined up to $250 but cannot be detained or jailed. Several counties say the language makes the order impossible to enforce because stopping people could be seen as detaining. Katie Johnston for CBS 11 News.
Okay, so here, let's ask the question. Where is it that the government can even fine you for something that's unconstitutional? They can take your $250. They can't make reference to the law that you violated, but they'll take your money, folks. That's like a robber on the street. Putting a gun to your head and saying, give me all the money that you got. Though you're not going to jail, I want your money. It's exactly what the government is doing today. Through what? Unconstitutional tyranny. And what are the sheriffs in that state doing? They're not enforcing his law. What does that do? It neuters tyrants. Let me say it again, folks. It's not good enough. I just said that we have to do our part too. Yes, the sheriffs are saying we are not enforcing tyranny. But the people in the state of Texas or whatever other state it may entail concerning the topic, like California, other states in our union, Virginia, hey folks, it's time for you to deal with these tyrants. Why is it that people feel like it is so far out of mind, out of sight and out of mind, to deal with those that are supposed to be enforcing the laws that are tearing down those laws? I mean, that's ridiculous. You're submitting yourself to tyranny. Remember what Ben Franklin said, make yourself sheep and the wolves will devour. Here's my message today, friends. All across the United States of America, good government standing up against corruption. If they're going to take the time and they're going to put themselves on the line to stand up against tyranny, it would be for us, the American people, to stand with them in defiance of tyranny and dealing with the tyrants themselves so they're not encouraged to go ahead and do it again to you tomorrow. Because again, I lay the question to your candor, are things getting better or are they getting worse? And let me ask you another question. Are these the same tyrants doing what they're doing today that did it to you yesterday? Yes, they are. Yes, they are. Why are they not afraid to do it again? Because you didn't do anything to them the first time they did it. Article 2, Section 4. Article 1, Section 3, Clause 7. The American people hold them to a higher standard to uphold the law. If they don't do that, you remove them. Folks, it's beyond just that. We are now talking treason on so many fronts concerning this perpetuated fraud through COVID-19 and the coronavirus. You know it's a fraud. They've lost the narrative, and we're seeing what they're doing. When they lose the narrative, they're coming in and attempting to force compliance, and that is the very definition of tyranny, my friends. It really is.
Well, we definitely have a job to do. Anyone who has listened to the Sons of Liberty for any period of time knows that we are not just a talk radio. We are a do radio. We want to be, as Scripture says, doers of the word and not hearers, only deceiving our own selves and bringing out the message of truth and the gospel of Jesus Christ wherever we go. And for those of you who are new listeners, I just want to bring to your attention the fact, one way that you can do to help. People tell us all the time, you know what you guys need to do? And I often say, okay, well, what's the Lord putting on your heart to do? Because we're all a part of this body, but we all have our part to play and our job to do. And for some of you say, well, listen, you know, I'm not in full-time ministry. I'm just, you know, your average guy doing this, that, or the other thing. One of the ways that you can help us get out
Everybody's called to do the work of an evangelist. Exactly right.
Absolutely. Yep. So, you know, you don't have to be in full-time ministry to be sharing the gospel, because if you're a Christian, it should be burdened on your heart to make sure that people around you are hearing the truth. And for those of you who do listen to us, it's like a breath of fresh air. We've heard from so many different people. Boy, I wish I heard this on Sunday morning. I wish my pastor would preach like this. Well, if you want other people to have their eyes opened and their ears kind of unclogged to hear this message, please do be a part of supporting our work. We don't ask very often because we never want to be a ministry that begs for money. We always want to say, listen, we're presenting you the need of what we are doing. We are out there seeking and saving that which is lost, doing events, doing radio across the nation, 53 other countries, constantly being doers of the word and not hearers only. But one way you can help us, if you're just thinking, boy, what can I do to be a part? Please do consider supporting our ministry. If you go to our website, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and click on the Spread the Word button on the landing page, you'll have an opportunity there to become a son or daughter of liberty. And what it means to be a son or daughter of liberty means that you support us on a monthly basis, whatever is right for you. There's different options you have to choose from, or you can just simply create one on your own. Say, hey, I want to do this much a month because I see the importance of what you're doing, and I want to make sure that this work continues. Or maybe perhaps you can't do it on a monthly basis, but you want to do a one-time donation. Please do consider us, because all of your support goes to helping to seek and save that which is lost on a grander scale. And I want to bring this up too as well, because especially with everything going on in our world today, people say, you know, you guys have some great t-shirts and things like that. Our products are great ways to get the truth out there as well. We just actually had some people that we were given some t-shirts to, and they said, oh, just in time for the 4th of July, where it says, this republic was not established by cowards, and cowards will not preserve it. Another one of our t-shirts says, resistance to tyranny is obedience to God. Another one is, what's the price of your freedom? Ask a veteran. You flip that shirt around. What's the price of your redemption? Ask the Son of God. And what I always say about with our t-shirts, I say, you know, it's interesting because you're like a walking billboard wherever you go. You're standing in the line at the grocery store. You're at the gas station. People are looking and seeing that message and gaining courage to be able to go out there and do the same thing. I was just actually talking to a gentleman this week. He said, you know, it's so nice to talk to someone who's like-minded, because so many people out there don't get it. And I said, you know, if you just open up your mouth and talk to the average person as you're out and about doing your daily errands or chores, you're going to find the majority of these people believe the same things you do.
Yep.
And it's going to encourage you because, you know, when you see
people need to communicate.
Yeah, when you see the media, you're like, whoa, this must be going all in the one direction. And you get, it's like sorrows like sea billows roll. It seems like one bad news after the other after the other. Well, if you go out there and actually talk to your common fellow citizen, you're going to be greatly encouraged, because chances are they think the same way that you do, but they need to stand up, not only stand up and speak out, but actually do. And so when we encourage our fellow brothers and sisters through a t-shirt that we're wearing or a book that we can give them, or say, hey, check out this radio station, you're going to find that they're going to gain courage and boldness to actually stand up against what they see today.
Yep.
So be encouraged. Go to our store and see
these
products.
They may not know how to strip. I'm sorry, they may not know how to fight a Philistine, but they sure know how to strip one, don't they?
That's right.
They'll be back when they see courage.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And it's so interesting, because I was even talking about this lady on Facebook, and she stood up against some certain thing, and it gave people other courage to go out and do the same thing. So please do be a part of supporting this ministry. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, click on the Spread the Word button, grab some products, get the word out there. We can all do this together.
By the way, check out 2 Timothy 4 or 5, friends. Love you by what we do. We'll talk to you in 23. See ya!
Has your body ever gotten low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.